Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, oh my God, so very loved and incredibly sexy people. I'm coming to you today from Chicago, and it is cold and it is rainy, but we are having a great convention here. And man, do I, well, got some information again for you today. Like I said, we've opened up a whole other dimension here of understanding and information. Before we get started, I want to give a big shout out to all our new listeners. We have a lot of new people handling the show. We're so happy that you're joining us. This show is all about empowerment and loving yourself and creating what you want on the physical plane in your life. So we bring in the latest and the greatest information every week. Many of you that are subscribed to my e-blast, my newsletter, saw that we have posted the final webinar, the two-hour webinar, called Being Born. I was waiting, kind of waiting to see what we were supposed to do. It's Monday, December 8th, so there's not a lot of turnaround time. 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern time, Pacific time, sorry. You all know the amazing information that we get you in these two-hour webinars, and it's already starting to come in with what I'm bringing you today. This webinar is entitled Being Born, and it's all about literally what we have to do to bring ourselves into harmony and renew our faith that we are the creators and what we need to do to be in harmony with all our creation for 2015. So I hope you'll join me for what promises to be a really powerful ending and beginning to the new year. December 21st, I will be in New Britain, Pennsylvania at the Circle of Miracles. I will be giving the service, and I will also be doing a workshop that afternoon. I hope you're in the, if you're in the area back east, you'll come and join me. You know, we have a pretty rocking good time whenever all of us get together back there. And on January 11th, I'm going to be speaking and doing a workshop in Sierra Madre for those of my buddies that are out here in California around the Los Angeles area. So, yeah, a lot of exciting things are happening, not the least of which is what I'm going to bring to you right now. If you want to talk to me today, please press 1 so that we know how many people are in the line. I try to get to everyone, but those of you that come on, you know, like halfway through it, it doesn't let me know how many people I need to kind of put into the energy circle. Okay, so this is what's up, guys. You remember last time we got to the direction that we were to claim and balance for all of our I Am presences, all the people of us that existed in all dimensions. Now, I've been tracking something with me, for those of you that want to learn how to be more conscious, it's all from watching and being conscious of some of the thought patterns that I see fly across my unconscious, really. And these conventions are a great place to do it, but because there's a lot of competition, There's a lot of money involved. There's a lot of self-esteem issues, like his line's longer than my line, blah, 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 and all that stuff. So if you stay really conscious, you see, it's a prime opportunity to see where your shit is. And I've been tracking some of this with me and bringing myself back to what Abraham Hicks, you know, in one of their meditations, they say, you know, when you get to the point where you don't begrudge anyone else their glory and their success, then you know you will have arrived at yours. And so I was noticing me straying from that just a little bit this weekend, and I would catch it right away, and I would bring myself back and direct myself to be in joy and happiness for other people's success and blah, blah, blah. But I wanted to know, what was it within me that would even be out of harmony to allow those thoughts and reactions to come through? And this was happening in a bunch of general places. As most of you know, I just succeeded in creating the last installment for my daughter's wedding pot. And that was no small feat in the few months that I did it. And yet, I found myself still in the state of not-enoughness. And that's what I want to talk about today, because, you know, usually if it's going on with me, it's going on with some of you. So that's just the way it is. That's the way this work works, that when the collective needs to focus on something, and the collective is ready, willing, and able to bring it into balance and heal it, it starts hitting us in the community. And if we're conscious, we move through it. So I want to talk about, if we are not knowing that we have enough, we keep living then in the experience of not having enough, which continues to create the cycle of not enough. If you read my e-blast on Monday, and guys, if you're not getting my e-blast, go to IMD Wallace and sign up for it. It's on the homepage. Being Born, the new webinar, is on the homepage also. But you sign up for the free meditation, put your email in, and you'll get on the email list, because a lot of these things I string together on Monday after the Sunday show, more stuff comes in. So I talk about some interesting things in the email, but what I want you to hear is the channel keeps reiterating the importance of us being the vibration and the frequency that we want to be, without having something from the outside to give us a reason to live in that experience. So by living in gratitude, by living in knowing that we always have enough, we create the very fertile soil for always creating enoughness, which means, you see, the invaluable red dot exercise that the channel gave us, you can use for love, you can use for thankfulness, you can use for gratitude, you can use for peace. You take that red dot and you literally be the frequency you want to be, and send that frequency to the red dot, and then let the red dot send it back to you. It's the best way to practice living in the state that you really want to create in your life. So they have asked all of us, and this is the beginning of the webinar already, they're asking all of us to come together to balance the energy outside of our hologram that may continue the creation of the experience of not enoughness. So anything that's outside of our holographic energy that still may be affecting our energy and the creation of us living in enoughness. So we are coming together to balance that right now with our phrase and our direction. I am divine love. We invoke the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light. And so it is. I am the experience of always having enough. Now that means we're in the experience of being enough, because you can't experience having enough if you don't already live in the experience of being enough. And then right, literally right before the show, they took me to number 12. On the first page, all energy is integrated completely from all dimensions into my divine self. Now, you remember last week we integrated all of us within the dimensions of our own ionospheres, right? This week, we are coming together to direct and balance all energy outside of our hologram that affects us. So I want you to be aware of the steps that they're taking us through. Hold on, there's something about the webinar coming on. Okay, we're going to get more information before the webinar on December 8th, but they will be putting the entire formula for 2015 together, which means we will be putting the entire formula for 2015 together regarding and forever, they're saying. It's not just for 2015 and for all time, regarding the empowerment of creation. We'll be putting together the whole formula on the webinar together. Ha! How exciting is that? So right now, I want you to come together and claim, which means you are directing your energy to know that I am present is enough. The I am present within all of us and within the world is enough to create everything. It needs your conscious direction. So we are coming together to balance that, to know that, invoking the symbol of formula, the violet flame and the golden light. Okay, and I can go to the call. All right, guys, please get your messages as succinct as you can, because we have a lot of callers on today. And again, you want to speak to me, press 1. Okay, Miss Mary, I'm trying to get you on. Come on, little. There you go. What's up, baby?
Hi, Dee. Just wanted to say hi. I hadn't talked to you for a couple of weeks, and I was just having such a good time with the gratitude of self-love. And I wanted to tell you something that kept happening with me that I thought was really cool. And that is that I'd open it up for the day, and I would look at it and go, I'll be damned, I just did that. It was just pinch me time. So often, not every single time, but so often that I just had to tell you. It was just cool.
Oh, that's awesome. Isn't that a great affirmation of your channel?
I'd say so.
Oh, wow.
I just had to show that.
What they're saying is, God, there's a song, but I can't quite grasp the song they're giving to me. You know you've arrived when you do it before they give it to you.
Yeah.
That's awesome, Mary. What a great Christmas present, dude.
Yes, and I have another Christmas present, honey. Guess what?
Okay. What?
We're coming up to Pennsylvania to see you on the 21st.
You?
Yes.
Oh, I'm thrilled, Mary. I'm thrilled. Well, you know, we'll just have to go out and find a hot toddy somewhere.
Well, you know we will, and it's going to be Kirk and the gang and all of us, so.
Oh, my God, I love
Doylestown
you
guys. The second.
Well, I promise you, I'm going to rock it out.
Well, I know you are.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to bring in, they've already promised me that.
I know.
I didn't want to do it, you know, because my time with my family is very precious for me.
Mm-hmm.
But they said, no, it's Christmas, and Christmas with your heart, Dee, you've got to get out there and put it out there. And they promised me that some amazing stuff is going to come through.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And
we're all so excited.
You know, when we all get together and share the love, that's enough for me, right?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, I just love hearing that. All right, Mary, I'll look forward to that hug.
All right, honey. Thank you. I love you.
I love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You guys support me so beautifully. And Heidi, hi, you're on.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm so great, darling. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'll be really quick. Everything is great. Everything's been wonderful each day. Like, I'm doing everything. I'm directing my energy. Everything, like, crazy stuff is happening.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so wonderful. And I even kind of caught myself a couple times thinking, like, oh, no, you know, this isn't going to, and I brought myself back. And then between Thursday night and Friday, I had a couple what appeared to be, like, two or three things that were not bad news, but, like, off the path a little. And, well,
okay.
One was kind of...
Heidi, they're saying it actually started on Wednesday.
Oh.
And it, why it started on Wednesday has something to do with another female. Can you track anything back? It made you question yourself. Whatever it's about made you question yourself.
Yeah, it's my mom.
That's a true statement.
I love her dearly. We're close.
Because
but...
Heidi, I just asked why they didn't give me mom. And they said, well, it's not really a mom thing. It's more of a female thing between two women, but not necessarily a mom thing, like a mom to a child would take away your power, you know? So it's more about you watching her not be sure of herself, not know how to create, and that's kind of taken you.
Yes.
Well, sadness is the highest word they're giving me. Is this resonating?
You know, it is, and it's something that really through working with you, I've really gotten, I don't know what the word is, been able
clear
to
that.
Look at it, yeah, like differently. And but the sadness is what would normally be, yes, what would normally be the underlying, not so much lately, but overall in the whole pattern of my life, yes, that would be.
Okay, so what happened? They're sticking with Wednesday. What happened Wednesday with your mom that would have triggered your little girl into a fearful reaction of your own power? It's very little. It's very subliminal.
It is. It's like this. It's like this thing I have where if I share with her, you know, what's going well, even just a little, she, you know, God bless her, but she just kind of cuts you right off at your knees.
She's jealous, baby. She's jealous that she can't do it. Hold on, they're taking me to a core belief, and this is for everybody. So don't tune out. This is for everybody. This is why they had us do things outside of our hologram. This is a perfect example of where we started. Here, 40. I have to struggle to conquer. She's reminding you and your little girl that you should have to struggle to get all this good stuff. That's her belief.
Yeah, I would say that that's true. And the weird thing that happened was Friday, I did something to my back. I can barely... I've never had a back spasm.
Heidi,
and I know, and I caught myself. I know I'm like, okay, why did I do this? Why did I create this I didn't actually feel it, but I woke up with it Saturday morning, and I don't know what I did.
Yes, you do. You're carrying her sit on your back, honey. You don't have to struggle to create, guys. That's their world. That's the world they were taught. They're not going to change, and it threatens them when they see us creating so effortlessly. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. It's almost miraculous what some of you are doing now. You know, where
it
you
is,
think about something. Yeah. Well, that scares them, sweetheart. That's not a world that they can understand. But you have to be vigilant in just going, I love you. I understand you can't understand. But maybe if I just go ahead and create effortlessly, it will give you the permission to do the same if you choose to do it. And I'm going to love you whether you do or not. That's the highest thing for all of us to know. But we cannot let their inability to understand and create effortlessly affect ours.
Right.
Okay? That's the highest complete answer about what it's all about. You can bring your body and everything back into balance within 3 days, the channel thing.
Oh, good, because I can't do anything. I thought it was, I mean, I knew what it was, but I thought I had done something in a class.
Look, if you have to get something on the physical plane to help align it, then go do it. But energetically, you know, everything will be back into balance. You just remind yourself that you love your mom and you get to create effortlessly. You've already had the experience of it, and it rocks your boat, okay?
Yes, great. Thank you so much.
You bet. Wow.
I'll see you in a couple weeks on the 21st.
Awesome, honey. Awesome.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, guys, you know, that was so for all of us. That, well, like all of you, everything we all bring in, you know, what am I saying? I hope I'm saying this right. Invitar in Colorado?
Hi, Dee. How are you? Hello. Yes, this is Invitar.
Oh, good. I pronounced it correctly. My English teacher came through. How are you, sweetheart? What can we do for you?
Oh, I'm loving the show today. And that's really what's going on with me. I'm just in gratitude for everything, and I have completely shifted my consciousness and my perspective. And
awesome, baby.
You know, and just thinking, you know, just I can think about something, and it's just there, just thinking it and bringing it into being.
And are you okay with that, Eve?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely okay.
Yep, yeah, I get a big yes on that, darling.
Yeah.
Awesome for you. So
you're
my little testimonial. You really don't have a question, do you?
No.
Well, good. We're celebrating with you. And I love it when you guys come on and give testimonials like this, because the new people that are joining us, or the people that are a little more challenged with knowing this, the more they hear it, the more they believe that the possibility is real and they allow it. So thank you, my darling, for coming on.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Bye-bye.
Happy holidays.
Oh, you too. Yeah, we're starting out the holiday, huh? And that's right. It's Turkey Day. Oh, my God. Let's just take a moment. Let's just take a moment and talk about how grateful we are for each other and this amazing work and this channel and the love we all share. And woohoo, huh? Yippee and woohoo. I so love you all. Just so love you all. There'll be a little love message to you on the e-blast on Monday. All right, we're going to Miss Jessica in New Jersey. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, thanks. So I was able to manifest two like freelance positions. So gratefully this money was coming in. So that was like a month ago, and now I'm ready to move on and up and beyond.
Okay, so I get a no on that, Jessica, which just means there's two things that need to come into harmony for you to allow yourself to experience and create the very thing that you just said you wanted. So you ready?
Yeah.
But give me a song, baby.
I'm sorry, what do you want?
A song. Any song that pops into your head.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Okay. Creating is not wishful thinking. You know, it's not putting a wish out there and being lucky and hoping that it comes in. So if you want another job, write down specifically what you want. The money, the hours, the kind of work that you want, because it's not, gee, I wish a job would come to me. It's, I'm directing the job to come to me. You're literally taking the energy and knowing that you are the director of it to bring it in. The second part of it is exactly, it's exactly what we talked about at the first, which is living in the state of having enough. But within that subcategory, there's a little bit of a tweak. Give me a movie, baby. Any movie.
Ghost.
Ghost. Okay. It has to feel real, guys. So if we all were to feel what having enough feels like, the biggest word, that the highest word that they're giving me is peace.
So, okay, because there are two positions, like one I auditioned for, and there's another one that is like a management position, and I applied, I'm in the running for both of them, so that's what I want to connect to. So, I mean, I have been creating, that's the point, what I'm saying.
Yes, you have been creating, and really great, they're saying. They're just giving you the last few things to create in a miraculous, easy, effortless, oh my God, I think about it, it's done way. So the things that I gave you today through the channel, if you bring those all together, boom, you snap your fingers and it's done. They would like you to get clear, because literally you'd be okay with either one, with either position. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to do both. I can possibly do both, which would be fantastic.
Okay. When I say you have directed both of them to work out, I get a no. There's a little part in there that, that's where they're taking it. There's a little part in there that goes, then I would receive too much, and I should share with other people. And I'm saying to you, through the channel, everyone will create for themselves what they want. You are not taking anything away from anybody by creating everything in your heart's desire. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Well,
you,
I mean,
can
one
you
of them
feel that little part?
Yeah, I mean, the issue, I think, also is that they're in different states, so that has been a little bit of a stopper for me.
Well, yeah, because you don't see the possibility of how that can be created.
Oh.
See, that's not yours to deal with. Yours is to deal with asking for everything you want. You want to be balanced. You want to be happy. You want to be joyful. You want to work with awesome, wonderful people. You want to be supported. You want to be respected. And then you turn it over and go, I'd love to do both these jobs. Work it out if it's possible, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
all things are possible. So
oh, God, that would be fantastic. Yeah, okay.
Let's claim that for all of us, guys. You know, that we live in a world of all possibilities. It's not ours to figure out how. It's ours to direct the energy to figure it out.
Right.
So we're claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. So it is. So now you will open you to the possibilities of how you might be able to do it over the internet or, you know, however it is. We have to open ourselves to the possibilities so that we can see a different world that holds all of them. Okay, Jessica?
I love that. Thank you. I didn't realize I was stopping myself there. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it was just little tweaks, but those little tweaks, that's what I've been looking at myself, you know, while I've been back here. And the more you find those little tweaks, the more miraculous it gets. So good luck, baby.
All righty. Thank you.
You bet. And we are going to Chris in Tennessee. I think I didn't get to you yes last time. Hi, baby. What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What can we do for you, sweet thing?
Well, a couple of things. I got a question, but first I just got a little testimonial for the gratitude and self-love program. I've been really enjoying the exercises, and the day that we had the one where we were supposed to tithe to somebody else.
Yes.
Well, I was gone that day, and I couldn't get into my email or anything, so I didn't even know what it was I was going to find out that night when I got home. But I ended up tithing to somebody like that morning that I didn't even know, and then I got home and I was like, oh, well, that's cool. I already did the exercise without knowing what it was. So.
Oh, because we're just all living in consciousness so much more. We're walking the talk. Isn't that awesome? It's such an awesome affirmation, Chris. Just so awesome.
I also want to say, it was a really cool affirmation. And I also wanted to say, too, that, you know, like, after about a week of doing the program, it brought up some shit for me around self-love.
Yeah, it's supposed to.
And, you know.
Supposed to bring up your shit. Have you walked through it?
I think I've walked through it for the most part, but I'm still dealing with some stuff, which brings me to my other question is, you know, right along, kind of along the lines of the last caller, you know, just about, like, creating... You know, like, I'm really working on, like, creating my career like I wanted to, and only doing the things that I want to do and that I love to do to create money and create a living, you know, and just doing that, like, every day and just living that lifestyle.
Okay, again, can you live in the experience that you are and that you have enough right now?
Yes, I can. I mean, sometimes I'm challenged with that, but, you know.
Well, yeah, we have to be challenged so that, I guess, we can learn how to do it. Or that we need to be challenged more to bring to our consciousness that we're not doing it. It's a more accurate statement.
Right.
But,
and the thing,
you know, Chris, the more we live in the state that we want, the more we create the state we want to live in.
Right. And also, like, getting paid, you know, making enough money doing what we love to do. So it doesn't feel like, I think sometimes I get caught up in, you know, it's like, well, I'm doing what I love, but, you know, this is kind of a hobby, or it's not really possible for me to, like, make enough money doing this. So I've got to go do some other things to, like, you know, to create enough income. And, like, that's what I'm working on is, you know, I want to feel like, yeah, I can do what I love on a daily basis and do the business I love, and I'm making more than enough money to support myself and my family, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. And, again, the channel is saying right now in this moment you can feel that way.
Right.
But you're waiting for stuff to happen to give you a reason to feel that way. And the channel is saying everybody choose to feel that way right now, and then you can allow us to send you more of what you're asking for.
Right, and that also goes back to that, what you were talking about before, which is to pretend, you know, like play pretend to...
All the time. All the time. And just, that's why, you know, basically what we're doing is we're understanding why so many spiritual teachings tell you to live in a state of gratitude. Because scientifically, when you live in a state of gratitude, you create the state of gratitude to live in, and then all the things that you're grateful for are created by you.
Right. It puts you in that vibrational state that creates even
That's
more,
right.
You know.
So, you know, just try, well, don't try, just consciously direct yourself to hold that place and bring yourself back to it whenever you feel like, and you'll feel it. Believe me, you'll feel it. Once you create the intention to live in that space, if you move out of it, you will feel it, and you just bring yourself, and it's easy to bring yourself back. Pick anything you want to be a red dot and send it love and gratitude, and it will bring you back into the state you want to be in. Thank you, darling, for calling in.
Yeah. Thank you, Dee.
Love you, darling.
Love you, too.
All right. And we're going to, hold on, Miss Cindy. Whoops. Cindy in California. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
This whole show is exactly what I wanted to call about. I feel like I've shifted that belief that I used to have about life is hard work and struggle, and I've adopted the belief that life can be easy and fun, and we can miraculously create what we want. And I guess I'm feeling stuck on that. I feel like right now I'm working really hard at work, and I'm working really hard at trying to create a business that I want to create, and
okay.
I'm not moving.
Well, and that you nailed the one thing. They started to say there's one thing that she needs to get back into harmony, and that's your perspective of work. And this is something that I've been looking at all year around myself, is, and I spoke about it on the show, about this being the very thing that was creating me being more fatigued in my life, is that I was looking at things being work and, oh my God, I've got to do this and I've got to do that, instead of making it a choice to enjoy it and participate in the joy of it, instead of hyping up the drama for myself and making it more work and harder so that I could live out the drama of, oh my God, look at everything I have to do. Kirk Larson was working with me around the toy fair and giving me some great stuff. And he said, well, Dee, what would it look like if it was easy? And I went, all right, I'm teaching you guys just too well. He was giving me the work right back at me, and I'm giving it to you now. What would it look like if it were more fun and easier?
Right.
Do you see how you get to choose the shift in that perspective?
Yeah, I do. I guess I need to, I guess I've fallen out, like you said, a little bit on that, because I think I have done that over the past year a lot, set my intention that, you know, today is going to be easy and it's going to be fun, and I really feel into that. But then I guess right now it's just not feeling that way. I set the intention, but I go in and it still feels frustrating or hard or...
Yeah, well, and they're bringing in a second thing now that's fun. There's kind of a collapsed definition there for you, Cindy, that fun involves struggle. So, if there's struggle and I get on top of it and I get everything done, then that's fun. So you want to separate any kind of struggle or the word work with fun. We don't need that to earn our fun or have a right for our fun anymore. We just can live in a state of fun all the time, whether we call it work, but then, of course, we won't call it work once we live in the state of fun. You understand?
Okay. So.
Yeah. Well, you think so? Do you want to get it?
I do want to get it, yes.
Okay, well, it just shifted. As soon as you said, I do want to get it. And what that means is Cindy isn't going to allow herself to look at work, going to work, as work. She's going to choose the perspective, and it'll drive you crazy for about 5 days, baby. She's going to drive, you know, you're going to go, oh, my God. Oh, Cindy, here you are. This is what we were talking about on the show. Shift it now. It'll drive you crazy for about 5 days, and then you'll be free.
Okay.
You understand? Okay.
Yes, I
think so. Use that red dot, baby. Use that red dot. I'm telling you. You guys, it's the easiest way to shift yourself. Thanks for calling in, sweetheart. All right, we're going to Randy. I haven't talked to you for a while in Colorado. Hi, baby.
Hi, how are you?
Fabulous. What's up?
So this next month, I have a lot of anxiety, and my husband...
Wait. Hold on, right there.
Okay.
You're already creating the anxiety for the next month.
Well, I know.
What the hell is that about, woman?
Because of my experience from the past.
Well, okay, but if you know this work, then you're just feeding back to yourself the bullshit you know doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So are you going to let yourself get away with that or not? Not going to serve you, Randy.
I know.
Well, then stop it.
I know. I'm listening to the show, and it's kind of getting me back into the way I'm
yeah,
would be better
well,
for me to
I
think.
Yeah, well, I listen to a lot of the archives. It, you know, guys, the holidays, as joyful as they can be, do create anxiety for a lot of people. If you need support to hold on to what you know through it, you know, get a buddy from the show, listen to the archive, do the meditations, whatever you have to do, but do what you know and keep encouraging yourself to do what you know, because otherwise you just slip back. And I think that's hysterical. I have a lot of anxiety about this next month. I'm so with you in the understanding of that, but that's not serving us anymore. So they don't even want to know what you're going to think you're going to be anxious about. They want to go to why you think you need to be anxious to handle everything. Cheat, book, song. Give me a movie, woman.
E.T.
Okay. So what happens is, oh, my gosh, I'm looking at what's before me, which takes me out of the moment of right now, which doesn't allow me to make a choice to keep my heart open. And when I close my heart, I go into anxiety because I'm in reaction and I'm not in creation. And there is the whole thing in a nutshell. So right now, in this moment, right now, your heart's open. Is there anything to be anxious about in this moment right now?
No.
Okay. So when we live in the present moment, every moment, that's what we get. Is we get to stay in creation. So if there are things coming up that look somewhat daunting, stay in this moment of creation with your heart open and go, okay, what steps can I take? If anxiety mounts, guys, when you think about something and take no action because you feel like you have no control.
Exactly.
Okay, so whatever it is, do you realize right now a step that you can take?
Yes, trust. Trust that everything's going to be okay. It's all going to work out.
How about that it is okay?
It is okay.
Working out. And is there a physical step on this plane that you can take to create the knowingness of that outcome?
Surrender, like is that a physical? Just
yes.
Allow it just to happen?
Yes, I get a yes on that. But there's a specific thing. Does it have to do with money?
I would say yeah. It has to do with my husband. Well, what part of it has to do with my husband? He's going away for 2 weeks. and then my coworker is going away, so then I have to take over I have to do more work for the two of us that the month of December. So
basically it's, can I handle everything?
Yeah.
Is that the highest thing?
Yes, and also that I'm just afraid, my husband's going away all the way across the country. So,
and what does that have to do with your safety?
Because I feel like I'm alone here, in Colorado. Like, I'm just afraid, God forbid something happens, he's so far away.
Okay, sweetheart.
And then 2 weeks is a long time.
2 weeks.
To me, it's a long time. I mean, I know people do it all the time. I'm just a big baby.
Yeah, but we have to deal with you. So I want to know why you're not safe being your own creator. So it's about what money represents, which is safety and security. And that's the cure. That's the core of what you're dealing with, sweetheart. It's why you're not safe and secure. Because you don't know that you get to take care of yourself. So let's just knock this down. What happens if Randy gets really, really ill while your husband's gone? What do you do?
Panic. I mean.
What do you do?
I call him. I say, get over here. I'm sick.
No, you don't call your husband. Who do you call?
Who do I call? The doctor.
If there's a real emergency, you call 911.
All right.
Okay, but you see, you couldn't even find that answer.
Right.
Okay, so if there's a fire in the house, who do you call?
Right, 911, the fire department.
So, you see, Randy's never alone. Except that in Randy's world, she thought she was alone. But there's always somebody there to help Randy if Randy takes control of her own creation.
Mm-hmm.
There's this community. If you get lonely, you email me.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
No, I'm serious. That's what this community does for each other. Ask Alita. When her house burned, the whole community sent her clothes and books and money. And all right?
Yeah.
You have to know that the whole universe, honey, is there for you. And that, again, that's why they had us do this, all energy outside of our holograms is there to support us and support our creation. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So we're claiming that for all of us. I am divine love, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light. You need support. Where do you live in Colorado, Randy?
Boulder County.
Boulder County. So anybody that's around Boulder County, I want you to email me. I'll send it on to Randy. You guys can hook up, okay?
Thank you.
But,
thank you.
You know, Randy, I want you to hear my voice and make it your voice that I am creating, always being safe and secure in this world by allowing the universe to support me. support me. Okay, that's your mantra. All right.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Love you much. You
love
bet.
You. Thanks. Bye bye.
Okay, Lynn, we're going to have to get to it really quickly, but you're on. Hi.
Hi. Hi. Thank you. Okay, 2 weeks ago, I was having these back issues, and it was my little girl. I was carrying a lot of old stuff on my back. It was also intertwined with my boyfriend's little boy. So I got in the car, and I turned around to look at the little boy, and I said, you know, I explained how we were going to separate and that we weren't going to play that sort of game anymore, and I reassured my little girl and everything. So later that afternoon, my boyfriend breaks up with me. And it's like, this is the second time in 6 weeks, right? And then, I was okay. I have a lot of friends that offered guest rooms. I started staying other places. And 2 days later, my day job, they let me go in a really nice way, but they were like, you know, we'll give you a reference, but, you know, the hours we need to give to other people because you're working on a lot of other stuff, my shows. And I didn't go into fear. It's like I knew there was something else happening and creating, and I kept in that.
Well,
really,
you know, Lynn, basically you're getting everything you directed. You're not playing that game anymore.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, here's the thing, is that then suddenly, that day that I got let go, that afternoon, my boyfriend's like, you know, are we going to make this work or what? Like, he doesn't want to break up or anything. And I said, I don't know what's changing in you, but this is what's changing in me. And I'm going to continue to look for a place on my own and stay in people's guest rooms. Everyone's been really giving. And we'll see how it goes, but I'm going to find my own place. I don't think we should have moved in together. And he agreed. And it's been really, really good. And then I have a caterer who came forward and said, I really need help. My husband's having surgery. I'm like, I can do that. I'm totally available. I have a new producing partner who came in for the reality shows, and she's amazing. And the showrunner for the pilot, the scripted thing, he asked me for 2 meetings, hired another writer to help him because he's so busy, and we're setting that schedule, and that's all great. Now, here's the thing, is that I feel better, and I'm getting down to my, like, my a better size and weight and feeling better, not eating sugar and not eating a lot of those carb things and on a program
okay,
like that,
Lynn,
right?
Okay, but Lynn, I need your question, Annie, because we're
okay,
coming to the
thing.
End of the show.
Okay.
Give me a movie. Give me a movie.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Okay. Talk. Okay. You keep going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth with the chitty 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 talk, right? If
yeah,
you're not
I can't
gonna play Lynn, if you're not gonna play the game anymore, don't
right.
play it.
Okay.
But saying I'm not going to play the game and then going back to play the game really confuses the universe.
And I'm playing it with myself. I know that.
Well, we're all playing it with ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. And
we don't
I can't
have
kind of...
to interact with anybody else, guys, because it's all our stuff, all of it.
Okay. And I can't. The thing is that I don't seem to be able to go past a week before I'm, like, eating all this stuff that I know I shouldn't be eating. And
because you keep going back to playing the game.
Okay.
Step back and be objective. That's the thing that goes across everything, Lynn. If
yep.
you say, I'm going to do this, I'm not going to play the game, and then you go back to play the game. If you just hold firm and don't play the game and keep stating what you want and moving forward, everything changes. And that's
okay.
the message to all of us. We're not repeating the patterns anymore. We are creating new places to be and live and be the experience of and holding fast to those in the creation of 2015. All right, darling. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You bet. Hold fast, guys. Okay, please join us for Being Born, what we need to get into harmony and know about creating 2015. That's on Monday, December 8th from 7 to 9 p.m. join me in Pennsylvania at New Britain on December 21st and in Sierra Madre on January 11th. Until then, know that one of the things I am most thankful for in my life is your beautiful presence and this amazing work that we are all blessed with. Until we meet again, love yourselves, love yourselves. Love yourselves more, I'm telling you. That's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, PBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.